the world is certainly a strange and sometimes scary place at the moment, and there is no better balm than having a chat with my next two very special guests. They are heading to Cairns as part of Cairns Festival with their brand new show. So excited to have a chat to them. On the line from Melbourne, we have absolute Australian comic legends, Judith Lucy and Denise Scott. Judith and Denise, welcome to the show.
Hello, well,
Gav. Thank you very much. Thanks, Gav, and I'm all of a swoon being called an absolute legend.
I mean, I mean, I'm certainly a legend, Gav. I was a bit miffed that you mentioned Scotty in the same way, but look, that's okay. That's fine.
It's a very democratic show. It's a little bit like the Communist Party, the show. Everyone gets a Guernsey, so it's just very nice.
Oh, well, I hadn't really looked at it like that.
We are. Good grief. For lovers of Marcy Chong and Karl Marx, get along.
Come along to the show. Now, before we get into the show, I want to have a very serious chat with you about a very serious topic, because I know you're two very, very serious kind of people. You've been doing comedy, both of you, for a little while now. You've been around the traps for a little bit. The rise of...
What you're saying, Gavin, is... that we're old.
No, not us. Very experienced. Very experienced is the way I would put it.
Are you trying to refrain from using the word hack?
That did not even cross my mind, that particular word. But you said it, so it's going to air. So there you go.
We embrace it, Gav. We embrace it. We're just thrilled that, as the show title says, we're still here and we're still breathing.
You're still breathing. You're still here, exactly. Now, I want to chat about political correctness and cancel culture. Have you two ever done or said anything in your experienced careers that may have potentially gotten you cancelled?
We just now go very silent because, of course, we have, Gavin. Of course, I have. But as if I'm about to bring it up again now.
This is a great opportunity, though.
All over again.
It's a great platform to do that. It's a great platform for you to do that, though, Denise.
Is it so?
I think we're both, sorry, Scotty, I was about to say, we're both renowned for our racism and homophobia. I think you'll find, Gav.
Yes, I'm sure. Is it just lucky that there were no smartphones back in the day in terms of video recordings?
Oh, I am constantly thrilled that my early years will never, ever see the light of day. But to be honest, that's got less to do with political correctness, which I generally kind of support, and more to do with the fact that I was just dreadful.
I'm sure that's not the case. What about, you know, some comedians have been cancelled. There are some venues, I'm thinking particularly now of the United States, some venues have debooked, if you like, certain comedians, Dave Chappelle, I think, being one of them, for their, you know, politically incorrect comedy. Your thoughts on that? Should comedians be allowed to say what they want when they want? Are there any topics for you two that are off limits that you wouldn't make jokes about?
Gav, to be really frank with you, I don't really care about Dave Chappelle. I just want to sell tickets to our show.
I'm trying to help you there. I'm trying to help you there.
I'm talking about Dave Chappelle.
Well, are you, Gav?
But can you tell me, are there any topics off limits for a comedian, for you two as comedians?
Dave Chappelle. We just don't talk about him in our show at all. I mean, we wanted to. We had 20 minutes about him, but we thought, no, let's stick to stories about ourselves, about our facial hair growth during the pandemic, things like that. Cutting edge stuff.
Fair enough.
This is it. See, Gav, I mean, the whole show is about Scotty and I being in lockdown together during COVID, and we don't shy away from the big issues, which Scotty has already mentioned.
She's already touched on.
I mean, she was dealing with a real facial hair problem, whereas my issue was more from the neck down, Gav, without going into all sorts of details. Although, you know what, Gav, between you and me, I've never really understood why people get rid of the hair downstairs. And I actually said to a young woman once, well, why do you get rid of it? And she said, because it gets in the way. And look, Gav, I've never been in the middle of having sex with someone and had them yell out, I just can't get through. So these are the sort of cutting-edge topics we're dealing with.
These are very, very important topics, absolutely. The show is called Still Here. You describe it as being, or perhaps your PR person describes it as being a cross between Waiting for Godot and Flying High. That's a fairly broad spectrum, can I say?
It is. It's a broad spectrum for a broad range of people, but that's exactly what it's like. It's sort of a play where we are just, as Judith likes to say, shoving every bad COVID joke imaginable in there. And it's basically about Jude and I being locked down together in Melbourne. But the story resonates right round Australia. We've found this out. We talk about drinking. We talk about hair, as we've said. And not only that, but we do musical numbers. We sing, we dance, we act without any of those skills. We don't have the skills for any of them, Gav.
And
one of the dances, Gav, is liturgical. And for those people who aren't acquainted with liturgical dancing, well, what a treat you're in for, because it's dancing to hymns.
Dancing to hymns.
You know what we... It's dancing to him, wow. Gav. We haven't seen Beyonce do it yet, but mark my words, she will. She will when she discovers it.
Beyonce's next film clip. Watch out for it. Denise Scott and Judith Lucy, I know you have to run. I did note on the ticket sales, it's strictly adults only. Under 15s mm-hmm. not allowed into the show. So my 12-year-old, uh-huh. I shouldn't bring my 12-year-old daughter along?
Look, you could, if as long as you've got some money in your bank account for some counsel for her after the show.
She'll learn an awful lot about menopausal and postmenopausal women, Gab. And, you know, it's something that everyone needs to learn about.
That's right.
So bring her along.
Very good. Denise Scott and Judith Lucy, their show, Still Here, is on at the Cairns Performing Arts Centre on the 31st of August as part of Cairns Festivals. Jump onto Ticketlink. Grab your tickets now. It will be an absolute hoot, as you can hear from our quick chat. Ladies, thank you so much. We can't wait to see you up here in the tropics.
Oh, and we can't wait to see you, Gavin.
Thanks, Gav.